Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. It is a madhouse.
Yep.
But you look very glamorous.
Because I've made an effort, darling.
Whilst I have just post-dyed hair for my grey hairs that's gone a bit too dark because we left it on too long because I was chopping. And I'm going to look an absolute shocker in the photo.
Please, can you try and do something?
Tonight is a big one.
Very big.
Everyone knows of her.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks they know her.
Yeah.
I think she's just called Cheryl now.
Cheryl.
Because on Spotify, she's just Cheryl.
I know. It's like Adele.
Our Shell. Our Cheryl.
No, that's not what she calls herself.
Our Cheryl?
She's Cheryl.
All right, well, she's Cheryl.
Yeah. She's so well known that you'd know her by her first
name. That's like Cher.
Yeah, it is.
She's our version of Cher.
She's our version of Cher.
I mean, how do you introduce her? She's an author. She's one of the original kind of reality TV pop stars.
Yes.
Was in the phenomenal Girls Aloud.
Fabulous.
Has fallen in love a few times. Has had too much attention in the press. And I'm sure it was...
Poor thing.
Right, and is probably one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen in my life.
Is she?
I think this is where it started. I managed to, drunkenly, at the Brits after party, stumble over to her. Because I think she had commented on an Instagram. This is good stalking that I did. Anyway, I was very drunk because I had not won.
Jessie, will you start talking about being very drunk?
Well, I'm not drunk anymore,
am I? Very bad impression.
Anyway, I was drunk. It was the Brits. Like, okay. That's where you're allowed to, right? Hadn't won. It was the first awards, so had lots of time to drink. Went to the after party, quite miserable at the after party, just because I think the hangover was setting in and I couldn't find the food quick enough. And saw Cheryl with Liam. And I kind of pushed him aside and went to Cheryl and was like, I love you. I love you. And she said, I love you too. Well, I remember drunkenly she said that.
Do you think she did?
I don't know. I think she was just trying to get me away.
Because Nicola Roberts knows your song.
Nicola Roberts.
Her best mate.
Yeah. And Nicola Roberts actually, I think, has been very important to this new record that Cheryl's putting out.
Has she?
Yeah. I mean, not only is she a best friend, but I think she's a big co-writer on this record.
Oh, fantastic.
So, and I love Nicola. Anyway, it's not about me tonight.
No. It's about...
The one.
I'm going to fight for your love. Or promises. Or do you think she'd sing just one chorus?
I mean, it's actually, we've got to fight.
Oh, okay.
How does promises go?
Da-da-da-da, promises. Which?
You're going to make me love you.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah, which birthday party did we play it at?
Alex's 21st?
I think so. What have you made for Cheryl?
Well, I've made basically I practiced it out on my best mates at a hen do that I was at the weekend. And I made a chili brisket.
Wow.
That kind of pulls apart. And we had it with tortillas and kind of guac, and we also had it with chicken wings. But I thought maybe that was going to be too much. So I have done it with jacket potato because I feel like they don't get enough of a look in and they're my favourite thing in the world. So we're having jacket potatoes and brisket, like chili brisket, with the most delicious coleslaw that I've kind of added avocado to kind of provide that limey guacamole creaminess, and then we've got cheddar cheese to sprinkle on top.
Wow.
It's a cozy meal.
It's, yeah.
And what have you done for Pud?
Yeah, I thought you were doing the whole thing. What happened that I had to rescue the situation?
I'm not as talented as you, and I can't do a pudding.
I'm not very good.
I was very happy to go to M&S and get a pud from there.
No, we're not doing that, Jessie. Standards.
So instead,
I did key lime pie.
Have you ever made it?
No.
Do we know what it tastes like?
Yeah. Because I put my finger in the mixture and it tastes all right. And it's a tribute to Nora Ephron, who probably has the best key lime pie recipe ever in her book, Heartburn.
And then I just want to give a shout out to Chapel Down Vineyard. So I was on this hen do in Kent, and I organised a wine and cheese tasting before three of us knew we were pregnant. But lots of other hens weren't pregnant, and so we had wine tasting in Kent at the weekend with Chapel Down.
And it's English wine.
English wine, and apparently wow. They're really enjoying the fact that there is global warming because it's made that extra Celsius or that extra degree. It's working really well for English wines. So I just want to say thank you so much to Gavin, who was the most amazing wine tasting sommelier. Actually, they kindly sent a box down. So if Cheryl fancies drinking, we've got a nice red to go with the brisket.
Do you think she drinks?
And some dessert wine.
Does she drink?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
I hope she does, because I think I've just got tap water otherwise.
But I think that's quite good ecologically.
Tap water.
Yeah, instead of bottles. Instead of bottles, darling.
Really? Yeah.
I'm trying to slim down on my single-use plastic.
Are you going to start making your own toothpaste, Mum?
No.
Cheryl coming up.
Cheryl.
Yes.
You are in Dalston.
I am.
Having dinner with us.
I am. Thank you very much for having us.
So exciting.
I mean, this is a massive deal for us.
Yeah. And me.
Because we're big fans. Yeah.
But vice versa.
The oak is so sweet.
It's true.
She's so sweet.
I had no idea you looked so much alike, though.
Do we? She's so lucky.
Yeah, it's like mannerisms.
You're bringing your A game tonight. Okay, here we go. Right, all right, fine.
Was the journey all right?
It was fine. Like, it was long, don't get us wrong. It was 2 hours, basically. But no.
I feel so guilty.
Only because of the time.
But I just, like, rough, yeah. Rush
it out. Gave me time to watch. I just watched the behind the scenes of me video.
Oh, nice.
Oh, great.
And did a couple of emails that I didn't particularly, that I'd been putting off.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
So new.
Should I turn it off?
No, because new video for a new song.
Yeah.
When's it coming?
It's coming on the 9th of November.
Oh, it's soon.
Soon, yeah.
So can you tell us what it's called?
It's called Love Made Me Do It.
Wow.
Now, I have to say, Cheryl and I have met a couple of times. First time was when I was drunk.
At the Brits. And I loved it so much. It was my best. Babe, are you embarrassed? It was amazing. I loved it.
No, she saw me on the ITV2 where apparently I was in there.
Like this, wobbling.
No, but it's fun.
No, and
it's his native celebration, isn't
that's
it?
That's what. Well.
And was definitely commiseration for me.
Always up for best female, never wins.
I was just, always the bridesmaid, alas.
Never know, darling.
But
you're my best British female.
You're very sweet. Thank you, doll. I was so rude to Liam.
Why?
I told him he had bad mic technique, I'd heard, from my sauna.
That's a terrible thing to do.
Sometimes, but I like, it depends, right? I like straight talking.
Well, I mean, I think that was rude.
Was it?
I think I also shoved him out of the way and just was like to you, I love you.
Yeah, but that's also good.
No, I said, hi.
What did you say to him?
I was like, hi, we have the same sound man. He says you've got really bad mic technique. I mean, that's who do I think I am?
And then your mum asked why I'm not drinking tonight. It's for these kind of reasons. I don't know what would drop into my brain and therefore come out of my mouth.
Who's got the baby tonight?
Me mum.
Is she with you all the time?
No, I make her travel across the country a lot.
Does she still live in Newcastle?
Yeah, she lives in Newcastle.
Poor thing.
And you complain about Clapham to Dalston,
Jessie,
Mum.
I'm up and down here like a yo-yo.
Mm. So is she me, Mum. I don't know how she does that.
I know, I bet she moans,
I do feel bad.
She?
Would you ever live with her?
I would like her to live with me.
I'd like Mum to live with me.
She will not. She doesn't love London. She's a proper Geordie.
Do you miss Newcastle?
I mean, honestly, I've been here now 16 years and I was 19 when I moved here.
So young.
So I've almost lived as long here as I did there. But I miss elements. I miss the people, the friendly, the warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly miss the rain. I mean, we do get a lot of it here, but it's a different, there's a smell in the air.
Right.
Yeah, and I miss like Stotty. We have a certain bread. Oh, that's what I should have brought.
Stotty.
I should have got my mum to bring some. I didn't even think.
What's Stotty?
Sorry. That's fine, you're forgiven. But tell everyone what Stotty is.
It's a Geordie bread, basically. It's a bread made up in the northeast, and it's like a cake bread. I would say it's a bit like cheap batter bread, but a bit denser.
Right.
Is it sweet?
Spudgier? It's savoury.
Yeah.
What would you have it with? Like toasted?
Toasted or anything. Ham and peas pudding. You don't have peas pudding either, do you?
Oh my God. Is this like a Geordie thing?
Yeah. It's delicious.
What is it?
Basically.
Peas. What is peas?
Yellow split peas.
Okay.
Made into a paste.
It's like fava. What they have in Greece.
What do you have it with?
It's delicious. You have it at whatever.
Is it savoury?
Yeah.
Do you have it like a side?
No, you can have... No, mainly like you would have a ham and peas pudding sandwich in study. Or you could have it like hot. It's baked round.
Yeah.
And you would half it.
Yeah.
And then fill it with... Oh, it's delicious.
Could I have a glass of wine?
What are you going to have?
Cheryl's one.
I don't mind, darling.
Okay. No, do you... She might not... Don't force it.
No, I'm going to... No, you know... I can drink anything.
I feel like I might have it. What have you got there?
I've got white, but maybe not cold. Do you like white?
I like red.
That's fine. Okay, yeah, amazing.
My favourite red is like a Shiraz.
Me too.
Like a deep, heavy knock your head off.
This is why me and you are meant to be friends.
Totally. I'm going to come and be babysitter.
Oh, babe. Can I just say, Cheryl walks in looking like a real life princess.
Stop.
My daughter, who is pretty... She's suspicious of new people.
Discerning.
Which I respect that in her.
Ran up to
Cheryl. Melted. Yeah, at Cheryl. Of
course. Oh, that lovely smile. Cute.
She's cute.
She is quite cute.
And now we don't know where she got the curls from.
It's really weird. She looks like a kind of old fashioned.
Blair's got curly hair.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Has he?
Yeah. I'll show you.
Have you got curly hair?
I think when I was. No, I've got like a texture. It's not curls. My sister's got perm. Like it looks like a perm, but it's natural.
Oh, then that's it. It's in the family.
I don't talk about. I mean, I talk about my daughter, but I don't name her just because I don't know.
That's fair enough.
But like, was there a pressure to tell everybody the name and like announce it?
I didn't. No, I never have. I never did.
So did you get stumped, kind of?
The birth certificate.
No, don't tell me somebody sold it to.
No, it's public record.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I guess they're more interested in your kid's name than mine. So they go and sniff it out.
But they've never. You've never had them photographed, have you?
No. I actually like sent out letters to say like please respect his privacy and stuff because it's
not fair. Not up it's to not me. His choice is
it's
it?
Not his choice and it's not up to me to make that decision. I don't feel, and I want him to like have a childhood like everybody else like I did.
And did you both agree on that?
Yes, 100%. I mean, also, it's like, there's so much pressure now.
Mm.
There's so much pressure anyway on kids, especially like when you get to your teens and you're making mistakes or they're a bit fat that week, they're a bit spotty, and you don't need the world pointing that out.
No.
Like, I want them to have as much normality.
You have people virtually stalking you, Cheryl.
It used to be worse than it is now.
Is it a bit better?
It's a bit better now, yeah. I mean, I've completely removed myself from eyesight.
It's
good for us, though. I've thoroughly enjoyed being away.
So what does that mean? So when you go out, you just put a big hat on and no one can see you?
No, I just do not go out? I just put a cap and I do low-key stuff and I'm in Surrey, so I'm not in town.
And people usually more respectful there?
Yeah. Well,
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, they drive most places probably.
I drive
too.
Most places and... But like I've taken him to Barnes to feed the ducks and nobody... You just keep it low-key. You haven't got a big security behind you checking everyone where some people can sense that it's weird. They just don't look because they're not looking for it. So I just...
I think you get the publicity that you want, don't you?
I just keep it low-key and keep it moving.
And that's been refreshing and even... like because it got to the point where, I mean, you were in the Daily Mail.
I couldn't.
Every minute.
They were following every move, every outfit, every... kind of it's comment horrible. On your figure. It was just like, it was...
It's like being hunted.
But it's like people think... But they. It's like people think they kind of... I get. I don't know whether this is coming from... You were kind of the beginning of the reality TV.
Yeah.
And everyone felt like you were theirs.
Yeah.
And we adore you.
Yeah.
And we adored you. The nation does adore you.
That was part of it, wasn't it?
It was this...
I don't know, but in my brain...
Yeah.
I'm just still Cheryl from Newcastle.
Yeah.
I'm not like... Yeah, I understand. My life's completely changed and it has been a different life from moving there. But in my soul, I'm still her. So it's still back to this day, 16 years later, it still baffles me, the interest.
But the worst thing about it, everything being so public, anything that happens, everyone knows about.
Or so they think they know, which is even worse. Think
that, yeah, and then all
they
the
get false information.
Yeah, and then they get and speculative.
Problem being with private and not commenting on stuff is you give them the pen to write whatever they want.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then I'm not somebody that's like, actually, the odd time I'll be like, no, do you know what? That's not right. I'm not having that. Correct, they say that. But mostly I just let it fly. And the only frustrating thing with that is sometimes even your family members can still be like, oh, I saw in some trashy magazine that such and such said so and so. And I'm like, I have no idea. I don't read that stuff, but that's not true. That's the only way I hear about it. I don't go and buy magazines. I don't say them or I don't really know unless I say something on Twitter.
So tell, I want to hear about the new dance and who else is on the panel.
Oh yeah, the dance show. So it's called The Greatest Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there's three captains, dance captains, who is me. Do you know Matthew Morrison is from Glee?
Oh, I love him!
I love him. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Do you watch Strictly?
Yeah, of course.
OT. I'm a,
OT! Yeah. I love OT! Is she lovely?
Amazing.
Just great fun.
So much fun. Always smiling, always laughing. I mean, emotional as well, to be fair.
Is she Brazilian?
No, she's South African.
Okay.
Yeah, she can move her bottom.
Oh, she's incredible.
Were you trained as a dancer?
So when I was little...
You did ballet, didn't you?
I did ballet. And then when I was 9, I went to the Royal Ballet.
Did you? I didn't even know that. Yeah. Did you know that?
That's why she's so graceful, Mum.
Oh, well,
so do you feel like you got that from being a prima ballerina?
I didn't know I was, but I'll take it. Do you think I'm graceful?
I don't.
Yeah, you are. You've got a stillness.
There's a stillness that, like, I've always seen on kind of X Factor. It's like when you answer, and you'll say something very kind of, and it will be full of praise or emotion, but there'll be something so still about you.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that, it's very, it's really very graceful. Yeah.
I think maybe because inside everything's going...
So what's the predominant dance? I bet it's hip-hop.
The most that people danced.
Yeah.
There was a good variety, to be honest. I would say the most was ballroom.
Really?
I think Strictly's had like a massive impact on people. Ballroom, a lot of hip-hop. And a lot of contemporary, a lot of contemporary.
Am I right in thinking you, Kimberly and Nicola are tight?
Yeah.
Really tight?
Really tight.
To the point where Nicola's co-written this record with you?
The whole thing.
Is that the first time you've written together?
She's written for me in the past. So basically, when she started songwriting, she would always just send me stuff she'd done, or things she thought suit me, or things she's just... proud of. And I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome, I'll take that, I'll love that, send that to so-and-so. And then she started doing it not long after I had Bear this time around. And I was like, I love this, I love that, you know what, let's just do it. I'd spoken to David Joseph,
who we love, yeah,
who is so kind to me,
yeah,
and so good to me. And he was like, you gotta let me know which type of record you want to make. I was like, see you in a few months. It was honestly, like, we had the best time.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. And it was so natural and organic and real because we've got a 16-year-long friendship. Like, she knows me inside out. She can speak for me sometimes. And melodies are always, like, first take, wonders. Like, it's just an organic relationship.
I remember when she sung in Pop Stars, River Deep, Mountain High. And I remember thinking, oh my God, it was River Deep. It wasn't Ain't No Mountain. It was definitely River Deep. It was a woman, she sounded like Tina Turner. Yeah. I was like, shit, she's incredible. Sing.
You're lucky that you found two really good mates.
And I know that.
Because it must have been so weird to be thrown together.
Yeah, and it could have been a disaster.
Yeah.
And also, it's quite unusual for the public to choose who goes in.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually an exec or, you know, now an X Factor, it would be Simon deciding.
And at the time when we did it, it was quite a fresh approach. It was a new thing. So, yeah, the public put us
in. I loved the first song.
Sound of the Underground.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. It was such a good song.
I still like that now.
It's like up there, like with Sugar Babes.
Push Train the button. Comes,
I do like Push the Button, but Sound of the Underground. Oh man, I've got so much to speak to you about. Okay, and fine, we're going to go.
We also
go and girls allowed for a bit.
Promises.
That's my favourite.
I love that one as well.
Is it Promises or Promise Me?
The Promise.
The Promise.
The Promise.
But then you bought the album for that.
I have an album called Promise This.
Oh, right.
Okay, sorry. I think we were talking about...
The Promise.
The Promise.
Yes.
Because that video was very good.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the single because we're lucky to be interviewing you, but this is the first music in how many years?
4 years.
Are you scared?
I'm not. Why? I'm excited.
Is it because it's that good?
No, I think it's more because, I mean, obviously, like, I'm comfortable and confident in the music, yeah. But I'm just happy to be doing it again. I'm not nervous about it. I don't feel pressure. I just feel excited.
Will you be doing a lot of dancing?
Yes.
Like, so that's yeah, great.
Can we talk about the single?
Yeah.
The title is?
Love Made Me Do It.
Now, you wrote it with Nicola.
Yeah.
And we met up before we did this, when I drunkenly accosted you, but we also met. And you told me some of the lyrics.
Yeah.
And they were brilliant. And I felt like they answered a lot of critics, you know, that we've talked about with people kind of assuming things.
Yeah.
Would you be... just say some of the lyrics.
I think that there's a lot... Do you want us to say some of the
lyrics? I want you to say the first verse.
Okay. I've fallen hard like a million times on number 7 of my 9 lives. The ink on my skin is all the places I've been.
Wow.
It's good, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Speaking of ink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got to ask you. Did your mum mind you having those tattoos?
I mean, I'm not sure she was thrilled.
I would kill her. I would.
I was having a moment. I had been really sick. And I was having like a...
Is this when you had malaria?
Live life, yeah.
Yeah. That must have been... I don't even...
And then you just feel like life's short and you just feel like, do you want to experience everything?
Sod it, I'm doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Do you have to take painkillers?
Afterwards, probably to sleep.
Are you going to carry on having any more?
I'm done.
Not like David. He's getting them all up his neck now.
No, I'm done.
Would you allow Bear to have them?
You can't not if you've got them.
Kind of can't not.
Yeah, I guess.
Does Liam have them
as well? Liam has them,
yeah.
Liam's mother's not particularly thrilled about his either.
Did your mum go mad?
No, I mean, I'm a 35-year-old woman.
I know you are.
And I was like 30.
I know you are. I'd still go mad.
But living life in the fast lane, because speaking to you, you know, I'm talking to you as a 35-year-old woman.
Yeah.
With a mum of one. Living in Surrey.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel too fast like that. I mean...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have to slow
down? I did.
Down?
Definitely. I needed it for my sanity. I honestly didn't know how much I needed it until I did it.
What kind of drove you to kind of... Was it just...
I just had enough. I just had enough of the cycle. No, I wasn't inspired.
Mm.
I was jaded.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, like, nothing, it felt like a negative space I was living in.
Mm.
And then you get to the point, you're like, what is the point? I could be doing something I hate doing and feel the same way.
Yeah.
So why am I, like, putting myself through this?
Do you think it got too much doing all the X Factor stuff, too?
That probably.
It was like, I'm sorry, that's Argos closing their doors, sorry. just because you were on everyone's telly.
Yeah.
Every Saturday.
The thing for me...
Everyone loves you there.
But everyone does love
you.
Yeah,
everyone feels you're theirs.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do. I think it's because of Girls Aloud and the whole pop idol thing at the very beginning. I think people feel they own you a little bit.
Well, I think I've kind of grown up, haven't I, in the public eye? Because to be a teenager and then go through all of your 20s and then into your 30s in the public eye, it's a big chunk of your importance... stages of your life.
And also, like, your relationships have been so public.
Yeah.
Which must be so
but
hard.
But they haven't.
No, of course, but everyone...
From me.
Totally, totally.
So, again, it's what I spoke about earlier with the people thinking they know, or, like, reading false information and assuming stuff. But I just... Could you imagine how unbothered... I couldn't be bothered to have that fight daily. Can you imagine? All the nonsense. Mm. Just noise to me.
Mm.
Just like noise now, you know.
I mean,
but everyone's going to be keen if you have a drink with someone or see someone, what's going to happen next.
Yeah. And there's nothing I can do about that, so I can't stress myself out about it. You'll
probably meet a footballer in Surrey. Chelsea footballer. She's
had they all live down there. I've been there.
Oh, God, you've had a Chelsea footballer. Of course. It doesn't play for Chelsea anymore.
Done that.
No, but in Surrey, that's where they're never my that's where they always live.
They do. They train,
I think you'll be steering clear.
Avoid that one. Come and live up in Dalston.
Yeah. New area.
Yeah, you're welcome. We can have Turkish takeaways.
Why not?
Shop in Argos for potties, for bears.
She likes the quiet life.
I do like the quiet. I like a balance. Honestly, there's not particularly one way or the other that's right or wrong. I just like peace and harmony in my life. So I like a bit of this, a bit of that, but I like to be able to step away. There's no way I could
work and live in town. But you sound in a good place now. Like, you're not going to put up with bullshit.
I'm certainly not, Lenny. I've had my days of that. I think you've done it, No more bullshit for me.
But
zero.
For me, I kind of have always thought you kind of wouldn't take bullshit. Like, you've...
I think in certain aspects, like, there's different aspects of my life which take on different parts of my character. And definitely within business, I know what I want, what I like, what I don't want. Even if it's right or wrong, it's how I feel.
Yeah.
I think in my romantic area... I'm not as evolved.
Cheryl, you've got to get involved in that.
No, area. I'm not. That area has just stopped, Lenny. That's not happening anymore.
No, you've got. Oh, no.
It's the end.
I can promise you it'll happen.
Oh, don't
again.
Say it's the end.
Oh, it's the end.
No, you're too beautiful and gorgeous.
I'm fabulous.
I've got the man in my life now.
Oh.
I do. I'm good.
God help his girlfriends.
Girlfriends?
Not going to have them.
Oh man, oh poor little bear. I'd really like you to come and meet my mum. They'll be like, yeah, it's Cheryl. Like, yeah, love it. No, you'll be like worse than Robert De Niro in Meet the Fockers. Oh man, but I do think it's really, I think it's really empowering you writing lyrics like this, coming out, answering your critics. It's like nobody can say anything.
I just feel it's a bit tongue-in-cheek. Like, I don't care enough to answer them. I just want... I'm just like... It's a bit no, I guess. Do you know what I mean?
What's? How does the chorus go?
Oh, my God. I'm such a sucker. I fall in love with every...
Oh, wow! Good for you. Yeah.
Do you fall in love with every fucker?
I just like... I love people. I think that I'm a dreamer. And I believe things that are not really happening.
You're an optimist.
Yeah, I'm very much an optimist.
And a romantic.
And a very romantic.
It's been in the press that this record is about Liam.
Yeah, because that's the easiest thing for them to write.
Mm.
But actually, all the music and all the songs that I've got ready were done way before we split.
So, hon, does that mean that it is about him? Some of them are about him, then?
No.
Okay.
None of them are about anybody.
Okay.
But that's just really the easiest thing that you could write, isn't it? Like, it's such an easy headline.
Even if you don't tell me...
Yeah.
If there is one about somebody, is there one about somebody?
No, there's not.
I don't believe you.
Don't you?
No.
Why?
Because, like...
Because when I'm in a room... Honestly, I'm not sat there with 2-3 other writers, like, this moment when I'm, like, thinking about so-and-so. I don't write like that. We all chat. We all, like, talk about our different experience. We may talk about one subject and all the different experiences we have or we share within that subject. And then it comes out that way. But I wasn't, like, sitting writing a love poem to anyone or about anybody.
I just think you're really brave, actually, because I think people speculate about your life and people's got their own ideas. They feel they own you a little bit. And I think, you know, you've had quite a public breakup.
Mm-hmm.
He's also adored because of One Direction. And you're brave enough to come out. And there's, you know, he's flaunted all over the magazines as well with every new girl that even... A girl walks past him, they say it's his new girlfriend. I think it's really brave to come out and make a record that is your own self and you don't care about anyone else and it's fine.
That's the key.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Good for you.
I really believe that.
it's the truth. None of it really, what it gets stupidity really at the end of the day. None of it matters.
So the focus at the moment is music and Bear.
Bear and music.
Fair enough. Good answer. I think, look, I'm a mum that does music and tries to juggle it all.
Yeah, the juggling, I think I'm going to have to.
You'll work it out. And you know what? It takes a bit, it takes a lot of adjusting.
Yeah, a lot of adjusting. Like, I didn't leave his side and I refused to get help until he was 16 months. It's only been recently I've allowed.
Why did you refuse? Just because?
I just wanted that. It didn't feel natural for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people don't even have that choice. They have to go back to work.
Yeah.
So I felt like I had such a luxury in time, being able to have a year with my son.
Mm.
And then after the year, I was like, there's no way I could give that to somebody I don't know take him. I just couldn't fathom it.
Yeah.
And then coaxing. And then I finally gave in. But everything overnight or for longer than one, like from longer than 9 till 6, I'm like, Mom, I have this thing coming up next week. I need you here for 2 nights. She's always there, to be fair to her. Or his parents come down as well. They're very good as well.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you cook?
Yeah.
What's your dish? If we were coming round for dinner.
Sunday roast.
What meat? Would it be chicken?
So I prefer the gravy from beef.
Me too.
I understand that.
It's more flavourful.
Definitely.
But definitely. I like the meat of chicken.
Okay. So do you do beef gravy with chicken?
I do normally.
Do you do Yorkshire's
beef
with
and
chicken?
Gravy. I mean, I normally do beef and chicken.
And do you do Yorkshire's?
I don't. Aunt Bessie.
Not very good.
Aunt Bessie ones.
Oh, yeah. I can't Bessie.
But my mum does them fresh.
No judgment. I love Aunt Bessie.
Takes 4 minutes.
So yeah. It makes it easier.
And I don't normally, because I'm cooking 2 meats, normally I don't have the oven
space.
You're
doing beef meat and beef chicken.
Yes, because I want to make the gravy from the stock of the beef.
Oh, wow. Are you a feeder?
I am.
Okay,
I'm not a foodie, I'm a feeder though.
I love that.
I love like doing it and watching people eat.
So roasts are your big thing?
Yes.
I would have a roast every night.
Me too.
But what would the sides be? So sides? What
okay, what
so,
veg?
Yeah, veg.
So I would have normally chicken, broccoli, carrots, roast potatoes.
How do you do yours? Are you good at them?
And goose Cheryl, fat.
Tell me the truth.
I do them in goose fat.
Oh right, not Aunt Bessie's.
No, so I boil them for 8 minutes,
yeah,
10 minutes. Shake them in the...
Yeah.
To get fluffy.
And then put them in the hot fat.
And then I actually put... Nigella Lawson says he puts semolina on them.
Oh.
Oh, to get the crisp.
Yeah. Or you can put plain flour. And then salt and pepper.
And that
never done
that.
And fat a bit more.
Honestly.
Yeah.
They're the bomb. I've got them down to a T.
Condiments? Would you have like cranberry or red currant sauce?
At Christmas time. Condiments, when I was growing up, we used to have mint sauce always on the table for Sunday dinner.
Even if it wasn't lamb. I mean, I understand that. Mint sauce, not mint jelly?
Mint sauce.
I see, I like jelly.
I like the sauce, but I think it's just because of what I grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was your mum a good cook?
She cooks a lot of food.
Yeah.
Like she's still feeding the 5,000. Right. We would say when I was little.
And what's your favourite thing that she cooks?
A beef stew. It is delicious, and it's like homely and it's warming. And she still thinks she's cooking for like 5-7 people, you know. She'll cook a big dinner, and that's just me and my brother.
So what do you do? Do you freeze it?
No, a lot of it gets wasted.
Oh, what a shame. I always have leftovers.
Just
buried
it. But when now he does. Mm. Oh, he's love it. He absolutely loves it. And she gives him, I don't know, God knows what when I'm not there.
She tiny like you.
She's 4'11".
Oh, Mum, you've seen her. Like,
yeah, I have, but she's, I mean, you know, she always looks so young.
She's teeny tiny.
She's very young looking.
She's young spirited. I think that keeps you young looking.
How old was she when she had you?
Well, she was 17 when she started having children.
Oh, are you one of four?
Five.
Where did you come in the five?
Four. The angel number, obviously.
Is that the angel number?
Yeah, apparently spiritually that's...
Is it?
Does that still mean that you could potentially be within the middle child syndrome? Because who gets the middle child syndrome in that?
Someone gets the middle.
But it's not you.
It's not me.
I'm going to check on my baked potatoes.
What are we having, by the way? Okay. I have no idea what we're eating.
Jessie, tell her what you've made.
Okay, so I tried this out with my hens at the weekend, and it was really nice, and I actually think it's better tonight. But I love like slow cooked meat.
Me too.
And it kind of falls away.
Me too.
So that's what we're having, like pulled chili brisket beef.
Delicious.
And then we're having it. I feel like
I never understood what brisket. Wait, what? Can you break that down?
It's a part of the cow that we use a lot in Jewish world, but also
to make salt beef. It's really good for salt beef,
and it's just really good if you slow cook it, and it kind of it pulls away like almost like pulled pork. Right? Yeah. So. I'm sorry, Mum. It's got a bit of spice in it. I put ancho chilies in it, and
oh, the anchos are all right.
I've got some sour cream anyway.
Okay.
So we're doing that, and then I feel like the jacket potato is the unsung potato.
I do like a jacket potato.
Me too.
I do. I've done nothing fancy apart from my friend Laura taught me to always score them, put loads of sea salt on, and put olive oil so they get a bit crispy. Yeah. So we're having jacket potatoes.
Perfect.
Brisket. Sour cream, cheddar cheese, and then this very crunchy, delicious radish, cabbage, kind of coleslaw, but then I put avocado in there to just kind of cream it up with a really nice, like, limey, Dijon-y. Well, actually, I didn't have Dijon, so I put whole grain.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Bubs. This is my husband, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, shut up. We know that you came back so you can meet Cheryl. Come on now.
No, I didn't.
He's actually cancelled the client.
I feel like I've already met you because I've seen you on Instagram.
No, and also he was with me when I was drunk. He probably pulled me away from you.
Yes, Brittlewood.
Yeah. How's
you all right? Good.
Hey, Lenny.
Hi, darling.
Do you want...
Cheryl. Wow, amazing.
Do you have a nickname? Do people call you Chez?
Chez.
Chez. That's a bit fancier.
All my nieces and nephews call us Auntie Chez.
Auntie Chez.
And my friends call us Chez or Chezza.
Chezza.
Depends what they want from us.
we should eat a bit.
I really want something from you. Can I get some food?
Yeah. I love how comfortable Cheryl is, that we haven't even eaten yet and she's got her trousers
good
undone.
For her.
Not all of them, just me top two buttons.
Top two buttons.
No, honestly, because, so I'm sorry, but they're like restricting.
Oh, babe, take it all off.
But Why did you wear those tight jeans?
She made an effort.
When you stand up, they look okay.
Is this what you do at the dinner table?
No, not usually, so I do apologise. But I went out for dinner last night and I ate so much.
Where did you eat?
Have you been to Koya?
No.
Koya.
Koya.
See?
Koya.
No, you don't have to make it Jewish, Mum.
Koya.
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 It's Peruvian. Chinese. Peruvian.
Okay.
Peruvian.
It is the best restaurant in London.
What do you eat?
Ceviche. So there's a tuna ceviche that I love.
Mm.
There's a sweet corn salad that I love. I know this all sounds quite boring.
No.
No,
but honestly, everything
you
order.
Come on, you're about to sex it up. I know you are. Come on.
There's a Wagyu beef.
Oh,
They do that very well. Yeah.
Is it like a slider, Wagyu beef slider?
No, but it's just chunks.
No, I've seen this. They do it
up
like that.
Yeah, and it's so melty.
Melty,
now.
Honest to God. Then the best part of my evening was they said, oh, by the way, we've changed the dessert menu. And I was never keen on the dessert menu anyway. I was like, okay, let's have a look. Cheerios.
Okay.
That you dip in chocolate orange sauce.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And it worked?
It's the best. Creme brulee. I was already full and I ate it. Creme brulee with pineapple and popcorn, caramelized popcorn on top.
I understand that. Yeah, I'd like that.
Where is this place?
It's facing the Ritz Hotel.
Oh, wow.
Is it really good?
Oh.
Well, Koya, seriously, we'd love to get in
and then a chocolate fondue cake.
Fucking, you went in.
There was four of us, so we all got a dessert and we just shared.
Are you a sharer?
Yeah, I'm a sharer. You can have it.
Don't ever share with Jessie. If we become her best friend,
yeah,
she eats it before you even get it down on the table.
She doesn't mind. That's why it's going to work out well, because she knows you can have it.
You can't do that, Jessie. You
can have her. You can have it. I just want a taste.
Yeah, well, Jessie pretends she wants a taste and then tastes it all. Yeah.
I do that to my mother, though.
I'm quite sneaky with it, though.
You can't have tapas with Jessie. As soon as it's on the plate, everyone's eating slowly and it's down.
We are going to eat.
Could I have a bit of cheese, darling?
Yes. And there's some garnish. Delicious. Do you like coriander?
I do now.
Oh,
no, I do. I actually do.
No, some people don't.
I do. I like it.
Some people actually...
No, I know. Hate it. My brother hates it.
Okay, and there's butter.
Thank you.
And then there's the crunchy thingy. There's some cheddar.
Delicious.
Would you like some sour cream?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
If it's got a kick to it. I love spicy, by the way.
Do you?
Okay,
oh,
good.
My God.
It's not too spicy because I had to, like, burn my mother.
I like burn your mouth off spicy.
Do you?
And I get...
Jessie will put hot sauce on everything.
Me too. Tabasco on everything.
No, you're one of those people. Cheryl!
Sorry.
So no, before you'd even taste it, if it was on the table...
No, I might have one or two mouthfuls.
But then you'll need it. But that's because you have it all the time.
I'm addicted.
There is a flavour in there I can't put my finger on. Not cumin.
There's cumin in there.
There is cumin.
Yeah. There's paprika.
It's delicious.
Cinnamon.
I can taste the cinnamon, actually.
I put smoked garlic in there.
Mm.
Just because...
I'm going to pipe my key lime pie, darling.
Okay.
Delicious.
Mum's really making a...
Well, I mean, she's piping. I've never done it in my life.
I mean, imagine, Mum, if you can pipe, that's going to really...
If I can pipe, it's going to be...
Don't you just have to put stuff in the thing and then squeeze?
That's what my boobs look like after breastfeeding.
Jess, is there a plate that can put this on?
How's your piping going, Mum?
Come and have a look.
Do you watch Bake Off?
Paul Hollywood.
Does she? What do you think, Cheryl? No, my God! What are you going to put, a C in the middle?
Can I have a look?
Yeah, look.
I've never done it before. It's all over the bloody place.
It's pretty good, Mum. She's done a C for Cheryl.
That deserves a round of
applause. Oh, my God. That is brilliant.
You do, Mike.
Mum, you're hysterical.
Jessie, you've got to ask her about table manners.
Oh, and Last Supper. I mean, honestly, Cheryl, I could ask. I want you, Jessie, to stay the night, to be honest. Oh, yeah, would you like some key lime pie?
I would love some.
Just a tiny bit, I'm sure, Jessie.
Maybe just she doesn't want a tiny bit.
No, but it might not be any good.
Okay. Oh, Mum, can you just do it? Because I'm going to get judged if I do it wrong. So can you just do it?
Who's going to judge you?
My mother. Have you not met her? Have you not been with her for the last 2 hours? Would you like a bit of extra cream on the side?
Yes, please.
I love you. See, we're just making... This is all perfect for our friendship together.
Oh, my God.
What's that taste really good, Mum? Does it?
That is the bomb.
Is it?
Yes.
Mum, that's really good.
Well, I don't know. I've never made it before.
Like, me always taste buds are tingling.
There's like a party in my mouth.
Yes.
Cheryl has the most serious look on her face.
But this is...
She's savouring it. Literally, she's looking at me. What would... I feel like maybe I know the answer to the main.
Mean? Yeah, the roast.
For... You know the answer. You know the question that's coming up.
What, me last meal?
Last meal.
The roast and then this key lime pie.
What would be the starter? Would you even have a starter?
If it was the last meal, I would, yeah. What would I have, though? Ceviche.
Yeah?
From Koya.
They owe you a bloody free meal, I think, babe.
I think they do.
Mm.
By now, anyways. The amount of times I've been in there.
Has the industry changed?
Massively.
Hugely, but like, did you used to go to really amazing restaurants? Was it like the money was so different 16 years ago? It's all budgets, budgets, budgets these days.
It was budgets, budgets, budgets then.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it more glamorous though?
Yeah, I think it was. I think the best thing for me was I could go out without anybody having a camera phone. There was no camera phones.
Oh, yeah.
So you could enjoy
a night.
Freedom and, yeah.
Shit,
freedom
yes.
and fame. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do your music videos and your performances and then go to a club and people would say you, but, and, we were saying an autograph, like, and.
Yeah.
That was what was the best bit for me.
Yeah.
You could eat your dinner in peace. People would be looking at you, but nobody could take a photo.
Well, do you feel like people, like, were people taking photos last night?
No.
Oh,
when we left, there was a paparazzi.
Oh, Jesus.
And I...
So somebody calls them?
And are they...
Or they just know famous people go to that restaurant?
No, because Rob always drives me. So I think when they see Rob's car and, they, and they're in town...
They know your driver now?
Yeah.
Oh, saddles. Man. Oh, I feel a bit bad. Rob hasn't eaten anything.
Mm-mm.
Maybe we'll give him some key lime pie to take it, so he gets you to Surrey. With
his wife does my makeup. She's a good cook.
His wife does your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You're fiercely loyal, aren't you? You have your set. You have your people around you.
I do.
Do you do your own like that?
Yes. Today I did it in the car.
And I love your hair.
Yeah, your hair.
I had my hair blowed. I don't feel like myself if I don't have my hair blowed.
Oh, I think I should do that, darling.
So you get blow dries.
Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed.
Is that all your hair?
I paid for it.
Oh.
Technically,
I think you see that's what I
maybe
need to
I
do.
Need some extensions.
No, you don't, you've got darling. You've got the thickest hair.
Oh, I feel like yours looks very real.
Yeah, yours looks fabulous.
Let's just see how goth we are because literally Liz left it on for about an hour. So
that was delicious.
Do you want some more?
It's good.
It's okay. I mean, look, it hides the greys.
Darling.
I have so many grey hairs.
Do you?
Oh,
your father
my
was grey when he was 30.
Yeah. No, it's very. It's like a serious. So many grey hairs.
Is it because when you... Apparently...
When you have children and you stress out, yeah, that's what the grey hairs are.
Doesn't help, but... The darker you are, the whiter you go.
Oh, I'd be completely white now. But I'll go to my box with black hair, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
No way I'm going grey, I'm telling you.
And a blow dry.
And a blow dry, yeah.
What's your go-to kind of comfort food? Like, if you're feeling a bit shit...
I like a Chinese takeaway.
Michelle Keegan does too.
Mm. And I like Michelle Keegan. So Jesus. We should get together.
Do you know her?
I did a thing on Coronation Street when she was in it.
Did you?
And I love her. I've always thought she's a good actress.
She's so lovely.
But she puts mayo on her chow mein. And I'm sorry.
No.
No. She was embarrassed about that too.
Yeah. I think like you just get habits from when you're grown up sometimes, don't
you? Have you got a weird habit?
Tabasco. Put Tabasco on everything, yeah. I love Tabasco.
Do you have one of those in your purse? Like, we'll have it in
I
your
have
bag.
I have had, done in the past, yeah. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
What do you least like about other people's table manners? Like, what's your worst table manner in somebody else?
I don't judge anybody.
That's the sweetest thing.
I don't believe you.
Don't you?
I do kind of believe you, but I want something more than that.
No, but I wouldn't like... Or if something irritated is at dinner with one of my family, I'd just say, stop...
Okay.
Fucking doing that.
Yeah.
Do you think you have good table manners?
She has.
I mean, I think
do.
There's an etiquette, isn't there? Like an unwritten certain amount.
So
like,
you'll
be training
eat
your, mouth
your
full.
Son and saying, like, don't.
No, elbows.
Don't put your elbows
says,
on the table.
No, I've
don't
got my elbows on.
Put your hands on your lap.
Not really.
Don't,
I mean, I think that they go
use
through.
Use your left and foot properly. Yeah.
Yeah. They get taught all of that stuff at school, yeah. And when you're at other people's homes and to be respectful in restaurants and whatever, but at home, I'm not going to judge him if he wants to eat his dinner on the sofa while he's watching his Pink Panther or whatever. I'm not going to let him be.
Are you best mates?
Best. And then I walk through the door, and the excitement from his head to his toes.
Oh,
it's just
so
the best.
Sweet.
Yeah. Man of my dreams.
Oh, sweet.
Who do you like listening to, music-wise?
Beyonce.
Is she your
best?
She's the best in the world. I think she's incredible. But not even just as a performer, as a woman. she's a good role model. Like, I think she's just an incredible person.
So, okay, so who were you listening to for this record when you were making this record?
No, I didn't. I wasn't listening to anybody. I was listening to music.
Yeah.
What I liked, what I connected with. Mm. And then just going from there. Like, I'd hear 3-4 tracks. Be like, oh, I like the second one.
Oh, what, like backing tracks?
Yeah. You know, like, or just a drum pattern, and we'd be like, let's add this, let's add that. It was just fun.
Do you think, like, Nicola's almost been, like, your A&R on this? Or do you think you're kind of your own A&R?
I'm my own A&R.
Yeah.
And there'd be songs she's like, wow, I love this, I think you should do this. And I'd be like, no, but we'd have conversations, for sure. And I listen to her. But ultimately, I have to go out and perform it.
Mm.
So in the end, it was like between 3 songs. And I just couldn't, I was like, there's me 3 songs.
When you say between 3 songs, what, for the...
Oh, for the first single.
Okay, for the first single.
Yeah. A&R wise, there was no songs to not be put on the record. Literally every song we wrote, I've got.
How many songs are on the record?
Well, to be honest, the way the music industry works now, I haven't been around since streaming's been around.
That makes me sound, you sound so old, doesn't it? I know, it's mental.
But it's only been four years
mm.
since it's took off. Literally as I left, it come. So I don't know really yet the way things are going to be received. So I've got a body of work, I've got the songs, but I haven't said, yeah, I'm going to release the album. I'm just going to go song by song.
Listen, I could chat forever, but I think you need to go home.
I know, it's 2 hours bloody back.
I know.
Poor thing.
I'm okay.
Will you just come out with
digest
this again?
Me lame pie. Yeah.
Just
it was a cup so of tea, good. I might have a cup of tea.
What would you like? What kind of tea?
I'm northern, so I have strong but milky and one sugar, and I could drink tea all day.
Really?
Proper tea drinker.
Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank
I'm going to get
you
your cup of tea ready now.
Thanks, sweet.
I love her even more, and I didn't think it was possible to love her even more.
First of all, she's pretty as paint. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen as pretty a person in my life.
Mum, you need to talk about something other
Hang
than her
on a
beautiful
minute.
Features.
She's also so easy,
yeah.
So sweet, so engaging, so charming.
Funny.
Funny, bright as a button.
Takes the piss out of herself.
Yeah, and just really such a lovely, normal person. She's surprisingly normal.
I mean, she's got really good values.
Yeah. And good aspirations, good values.
I think that this is a really exciting time for her with her music.
I didn't get to listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Was it brilliant?
It's a hit, Mum.
Oh, a banger.
A banger. But no, it honestly was such a pleasure and the most beautiful bunch of flowers.
I've never seen such
And
gorgeous
that wine
flowers.
Looked very impressive.
Yep.
It was called Wrath.
Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath. Must have
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Right, got it. Wrath. Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath.
Well, potato.
Yeah. Okay.
My food, I feel like, was quite good.
I think it was delicious.
It didn't look impressive.
Oh, no, it did. It looked exactly how it should have looked.
But that coleslaw was really nice, right?
Yeah. It was wonderful. The food was
I mean, it definitely
great.
Had raw egg in it.
And actually, the baked potato was very good with it.
Mum, I'm very good at baked potatoes.
Better than when you did it from Dermot.
Did I do baked potatoes
yeah,
from Dermot? No, I
it
didn't.
It was not very good.
Okay, well, I'm glad that
you've upped your game tonight.
Mum, that key lime pie was special.
I don't know how it worked out.
She looked seductive when she... Actually, it wasn't even such. She looked kind of murderous. But she looked at me and she kind
bit.
Of... No, but like the concentration, it was like beyond Greg Wallace enjoying a pudding. Cheryl.
Really? Cheryl liked my key lime pie.
Pudding Bay.
Yeah, I'm Pudding Bay now.
You are... You've taken the
Can't
title.
Even do, and I don't even like puddings, really. Did you see the piping?
Yeah, the piping was good.
Never
the
piped
C
anything.
For Cheryl was really
I was going to do
keen.
A circle and then I thought, no, we'll do C for Cheryl.
I think she appreciated it.
Yeah.
They took a picture of it too.
Yeah. Probably be their album cover.
If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe or give us a star, but only 5 stars will be accepted. Actually, 4 stars I'll accept, but only if you write a nice review under it.
Jessie, we're 5-star outfit.
Thank you very much for listening to Table Manners. And I'm Jessie.
And I'm Lenny, Jessie's mum. Because she didn't know.
The music you've listened to on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. And Table Manners is edited by
the wonderful Alice Williams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.